This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japanese news outlets say one child has been killed in a stabbing rampage near Tokyo Tuesday, in addition to the suspected attacker. National broadcaster NHK says a group of school children were waiting for their school bus in the Japanese city of Kawasaki when the attacker began slashing at the students, injuring at least 17 students and adults. The suspect has not been identified, and a motive is not yet known. President Trump is concluding his visit to Japan with a stop aboard two military vessels, a Japanese destroyer, where he was joined by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and the USS Wasp, where he delivered a Memorial Day speech to U.S. forces. Earlier, Trump disagreed with Abe at a joint news conference in Tokyo. The U.S. president said North Korea's recent missile test did not violate a U.N. Security Council resolution. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
I am very happy with the way it's going, and intelligent people agree with
me. You're not bothered at all by the small missiles?
No, I'm not. I am personally not.
At a joint news conference in Tokyo, President Trump broke with his host with his assessment of North Korea's recent short-range missile tests. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the tests a violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions and said they were of great regret. While acknowledging his own advisors share Abe's view, President Trump downplayed the tests.
I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention.
Praising North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a smart man, Trump predicted,
"Someday we'll have a deal. I'm not in a rush."
I'm Ben Thomas.
Israel moved closer to a new parliamentary election Monday, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu unable to form a government after appearing on track last month to win a fifth term as leader of the Jewish state. The Israeli parliament approved a preliminary motion to dissolve itself, and if adopted a second time in a Wednesday vote, Israel would be forced to hold new elections. After last month's elections, Netanyahu's ruling Likud party